This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Kalamazoo is one of four places around Michigan selected for the first ever certified community behavioral health clinics. The sites were announced last week. Jeff Patton is the CEO of Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Thank you very much for being here.
Good morning.
Tell us, what does a certified behavioral health clinic actually do? Give us kind of the process that's going to be going on here.
The certified behavioral health clinics are, and there are actually are about 24 states that are implementing certified community behavioral health clinics. What they're specialty is for mental health services for people with serious mental illnesses, children with serious emotional disturbances, and also for people with co-occurring or substance use disorders or addictive disorders. There are 25 demonstration sites throughout the country. Michigan was not one of those demonstration sites. But SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, part of the Department of Health and Human Services, put out 25 grant proposals. And Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services was one of four in Michigan that applied, and four were selected. And so it's the purpose is to increase access for mental health and substance use disorder services, and also to better implement research-based, evidence-based practices.
So there will be an opportunity to perhaps refer people. Is that the basic idea here, that you refer them to the sort of places they can go for treatment, or will the clinic itself be actually providing treatment for mental health, substance abuse?
Yeah, the clinic is not a location, and I want to make that clear. Let me just tell you a little bit about Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We're the public community mental health authority for Kalamazoo County. And about 70% of what we do for Kalamazoo County, we contract with nonprofit organizations. There may be some for-profit organizations that we contract with as well. And some of our services are direct operated, but we're seeking a federal certification to expand about, to increase our services for about 1,000 people. We serve about 5,000 individuals, non-duplicate count every year. So we're looking to expand that to 1,000 through the Certified Behavioral Health Clinic grant for the next 2 years.
You serve 5,000 and you want to serve another 1,000 beyond
correct.
That?
Okay. That's correct. There's a broad array of services we provide. For example, we provide, which is required by the grant, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. We have mental health screeners and emergency workers that are deployed. They're mobile crisis workers. They will meet people where the crisis occurs. They will also meet people in the emergency departments of both of our hospitals, Bronson Methodist Hospital and also Ascension Borges Hospital. So we have relationships with both of our area hospitals. We also developed a new program called Crisis Stabilization. And this program is designed for people with serious mental illnesses that are demonstrating that are having symptoms of a serious mental health break or psychiatric disorder. That may need to be hospitalized, but we can prevent the hospitalization by having outpatient crisis stabilization services.
So the behavioral health clinic, just to get back to that, it's not an actual physical site, not an actual physical clinic. Is there some additional staff which is now dedicated specifically to that clinic itself?
Yes, there will be. We will be expanding our outpatient services that we will direct operate. But we also are contracting what would be called designated coordinating organizations that we certified actually a year ago to provide services that we do not directly provide. So we're looking to expand services and hire staff to provide outpatient mental health services as well as substance use disorder services. And some of those services will be provided at two of our locations, and that will be our Alcott facility that's on Alcott and Portage Road, and then our Bronson Healthy Living Campus Integrated Services Clinic that's located at 615 Crosstown Parkway.
Will this be able to tell us a little bit more about the best practices to treat substance abuse and mental health going forward? Is that part of the goal here to try to find out a little bit more about how exactly we really treat people who need it?
Yes, I'm really pleased that you brought that up, because that is a requirement of the grant. Let me give you just a little history as to why that's so important. All states in the country are required to report that our grantees of the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, they're required to report their use of evidence-based practices. And the federal government actually did a survey several years ago to understand how those best practices or those evidence-based practices were actually implemented nationwide. And there's some startling results, unfortunately, about only about 2% of states reporting are providing evidence-based practices.
How significant is it that Kalamazoo is one of four places in the state which has been named to have one of these community behavioral health clinics?
Very significant, because there were 25 grants awarded.
Nationwide.
Yeah. And Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services for Kalamazoo County is one of four in Michigan. So the four in Michigan are four out of those 25. So it's very significant for Kalamazoo County to be selected and to receive this grant with three other clinics in Michigan, or three other community mental health programs in Michigan.
Earlier on, you mentioned that right now you're serving about 5,000 people a year. You are hoping to serve another 1,000.
That's correct.
With the grant money and with some of the expanded services, which of course then leads to the question, how big is the demand out there? I mean, you know, does another 1,000 get there, or could you go well beyond that?
We can go well beyond that. And I would be very honest with you, we're not meeting all the needs of people that require mental health services. Mental health is a complicated specialty. People will have to be desirous of receiving those services. And we had also received another grant award from Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration called Mental Health First Aid. And we will be implementing that as well for the layperson, or the person that there may be family members, there may be businesses, the person on the street that might encounter a person with mental illness and not know what to do about it. It's very difficult for an individual that's really experiencing a mental illness to recognize that they have that disorder. And they need a lot of supports. They need supports from families. They need supports from friends. But what we want to do with this grant, and also with the other grant that we just received, is to assist people that know very little about mental health disorders to be able to identify it. And once they do that, what do they do about it? And so they can make referrals directly to us so that we can get people into treatment. People need to have social supports, family supports all around them. They need to have economic supports around them so that they can get the proper treatment that that they need.
Is it still scary, though, for people? I mean, you mentioned first aid, and I think that, you know, the thing we think of with physical first aid is, well, you know, you clean the wound and you put a Band-Aid
That's
on
correct.
It. And yet, I suppose, with mental health, it sounds a little more like, well, I'm supposed to intervene, I'm supposed to step in, and if I don't know what I'm doing, could I actually make a situation worse? Is part of what you talk about with first aid is trying to help people understand what they can do, and also make them understand that there are certain things that if you do them, you may not necessarily make it better in the moment, but you won't drive someone to something worse if you do it.
That's part of the training, and I think you've stated that very, very well. We aren't teaching people how to necessarily intervene or be treaters or clinicians, but to identify the problem and be able to step in is necessary to get the person to appropriate treatment resources. Most people encounter people with mental illnesses, whether those are family members or whether there are people on the streets, or whether it's right here at Western Michigan University, a student that might be exhibiting mental health problems. But what do you do about it? Do you just turn around and walk away, or do you just say recognize? And what questions do you ask the person that may be experiencing a psychotic break? What do you do about that? Where do you go? And so that's part of the training, to know where the resources are. And Kalamazoo has very rich resources in terms of mental health services. And so just to help the families, friends, relatives to understand the dynamics of mental illness is going to be very, very important. And then know where to get the person into treatment.
And you mentioned that people have to want to be treated. And I suppose we could have a long discussion about how you get them sometimes to that point. But is there another component of that, which is they have to know that treatment is available and they have to know where to go to get it?
I think that's very important because most people don't. And let me just give you this comparison. If you have a toothache and you need to go to a dentist, well, first, when you walk down the street and you don't have a toothache and you see a dentist's office, you're not going to say, well, yeah, I'm going to go in that dentist's office. But if you have a toothache or you have dental problems, you're going to seek that service out. Mental health is a little bit more complicated because many times the individual may not know they have a mental health problem. Or if they do, they may be, because of the stigma behind mental health, they may not want to see someone for treatment and they may not want others to know about it. So it's pretty complicated, and that's why the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic expansion grant is very, very important because it gives us more tools and more resources to address the problems and to work with the community in addressing the problems.
As you were making that analogy, something else came to mind, which is if I have a toothache, I may ask my friends, who do you go to? Who's your dentist?
That's correct.
Do you like them? And, you know, word of mouth obviously helps. Word of mouth has to be very different, I would think, for treating mental health, because as you say, it is tough to talk about in company. A lot of people don't know people. They may know someone who has been treated for some sort of mental health problem, but that person may not have shared it, and that person may not have shared their story of substance abuse. So I suppose that getting information out is a lot more difficult for treating mental health than it is for treating a toothache.
That's absolutely correct. Many people do not want people to know that they're having problems. They don't want their families to know that they're having problems. We are also, when I say we, I'm talking about Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We also have another initiative for veterans and military families. And we're learning about the nuances of veteran culture. Not wanting, for a variety of reasons, and particularly military members, not wanting to be identified as having a emotional or a mental health problem, they could lose their status, or they could lose, you know, their jobs. And they don't want people to know. But then the condition festers and festers and things begin to get worse. So we're trying to break down stigma so that people, and also work with organizations, that would make it much more, mental health services much more available, and to educate them that this is a disease that's similar to diabetes, it's similar to other types of diseases, and that it can be treated, and that people can get better, and people can live rich and productive lives.
Jeff Batten is the CEO of Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You can find links with more information about the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics, including the one for Kalamazoo County, at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.